that little echo thing down off of there. Things that help us grow spiritually, and this today we're talking about the Word of God and its importance. The Word of God is the Bible, so the Bible, reading the Bible is how we is one of the ways that we grow. When we eat food, it helps us grow physically. When we eat the Bible, not literally, but when we read it and we dwell upon it, then that helps us grow spiritually. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of the Word and God's Word and what we need to do in our lives. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to do something just a little bit different. So you have in your hands, hopefully everybody got one of the white sheets that says, yeah, journal. If you don't have one, we'll get you one. Maybe, can you grab some of those, Ray? Some of those white sheets. This is what they look like up on the TV and on this screen. We still don't have that one working yet. But this is what we're going to use on Wednesday nights. We won't have a main teacher person. We're all going to be teachers. We're all going to learn from each other. And it says Bible Study Journal, and then it has underneath it SOAP, soap. Yeah, what do we use soap for?
Washing.
Yeah, for washing. But this soap is a little bit different. And on the next slide, it tells us what SOAP stands for. The first thing it stands for is Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. So Scripture is what we do on that section is we write down, it gives you a place to read the passage. So you write down what the Scripture is. You read the passage, and then you read a chapter, you write down what is the most important Scripture to you, not what you think it's going to be to somebody else. You put down the one that's most important to you. And then after that, you'll observe the Scripture. You'll write down what you see in it. So you write down what your favorite Scripture is, or your favorite Scripture out of that is, and then you're going to then dissect it a little bit and why it's what you see about it, what's different about it. Everybody got a sheet? Nope, still need some over here. To what? Oh, you grabbed the wrong. Okay, good for you. All right, and then application. What's different in my life today because of this Scripture? And how can I apply it in my life? What can I do with it? Okay, so that's one part of it. And then at the very end, it says prayer. Right out of prayer. The Assemblies of God, we are not known for writing out prayers. We are spontaneous. We pray what comes into our mind, into our hearts. But I have found that if you write down, you take the Scripture, that portion of Scripture, you write down a prayer of what you're studying, that God would, you'll see when we get to it here, as we go through it. I've already done it, so we'll have a head start a little bit. But what we're going to do, well, let me finish reading this. So a journal is a good way. I'm not a good journaler, but some people love to journal. My wife journals every day during her prayer time and her alone time with God. I just don't. I'm not very good at it. So this is for me to be able to do and grow as well. So we can write those things down. That way we can remember. And But not everybody in here has gray hair, but we all probably have situations where we forget what God has done for us. So we're going to read the scripture, and then after we read the scripture, we're going to break into groups of 10 or so, 10 or 12. So this section, you might have to do two groups. Pretty much all the other sections, you could do one group. And you're going to take your chair, and you're going to turn it sideways, and you're going to... we're going to go through this portion of scripture. So this is Psalm 51, and it goes like this. And David wrote this, and this was after he had been after Nathan had come to him and challenged him with the fact that he had sinned with Bathsheba and had killed her husband Uriah. So this is his prayer to God, and he says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. You are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Verse 11, "Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar." Okay? So, I'm going to give you 1 minute to get into your group, because it's not going to take that much. And then what I would like for you to do is to start filling out that paper that you have, and if you need a pen, we have some of those, and we can get those to you. So when I count to one, you're going to go to your groups. Ready? One. So get so that you can talk to each other. You can unhook the chairs, move them around. All right? 1 minute, 1 minute. A minute to win it. Pencils, pens. Anybody need something to write with? Okay, so our 1 minute's almost done. Minute to win it. There's some pins on the table in there, Al. Thank you.
more than one favorite scripture or one scripture that you saw as the one that was that came out to you. So I use more than one, so you have permission to do the same.
I have a question. Right?
Yes, sir.
Write down the main scripture.
Yeah, write out the whole psalm.
Just write out what you out of that portion of scripture, what verses or verse or verses you think are important.
Okay, so you're doing it. You're first doing it on your own. So you're just going to write out the stuff that you think, because this is an individual thing. You can take this every day. You can use one of those forms. And you can take up a chapter of the Bible, and you can go through it, and you can write this whole spiel out. So you're going to write it all out, and then you're going to talk about it after you got it done. Okay? So the first thing you're doing is writing. The second part is talking.
And if you have a question along the way, raise your hands and I will come and help you.
Thank you.
your group is ready, then you can start dialoguing amongst yourselves what you think about each section. I guess we'll do it all together. Once you've got it figured out and your group is ready, then look up, wave your hand. Okay, we're going to start. The first thing we're supposed to do is S, scripture. So write down the main scripture from this chapter. So give me some main scriptures that you have. Not what's up there, that's mine. Tell me what your main scripture was that you wrote on your paper. Yes. Okay, your sin's there, but who takes it away? Yeah, okay. Yes.
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
All right. Okay, good. Who else has a main verse? Main verse is the same one? Create in me a clean heart? Who has something different than that?
I include, do not cast me from your presence, and remove your spirit from me. Mm-hmm. Right?
I have sinned, you have blotted out my transgressions and cleansed me. Yeah. I have danced from my sins and blotted out all my iniquities. Save me with your heart.
Does anybody else have something different? Go ahead. That's what Satan does. He keeps that sin in front of our face so that he tries to defeat us by keeping that transgression always in front of us. But now that we have Jesus Christ who paid the price for our sins and cleansed us, then we don't have to do that. To have one verse out of that chapter is pretty hard, but you guys did pretty good. I use four, and I use pretty much the ones that you have said. So that's good. All right. So what does that verse say to you, and how does it speak to you? So observation. What is it that you see in the scriptures? So tell me what you got out of that whole chapter or a specific area. Okay, forgiveness. So no matter what we do, God will forgive us.
Yeah, we were doing it as a group a little bit, and we talked about how grievous David's sin was.
Right.
A grievous sin.
Yeah, it was a grievous sin that David did. Not only did he, first he was supposed to have gone out into battle with his men. He did not do that. He stayed back. The sin of adultery with Bathsheba, the killing of her husband, so are trying to get him to come back and so that he could blame Uriah for getting Bathsheba pregnant. And then with killing Uriah, having Uriah killed. So he has failed multiple times in this situation. And yet he's not so concerned about Bathsheba and in this scripture, he's not concerned about Bathsheba or Uriah. He's concerned about God, the fact that he has failed God. He failed God big time. So what else? Yes, sir.
I wrote, I see a man with a heart of love for God, a man who cannot live without communion with God.
Yeah. Good.
I circled, or basically observed that the author is like asking God for things. So like, have mercy on me, cleanse me, create in me, deliver me. Just asking him for things, and I guess I apply that to like, even if we are
these different things that she just mentioned. That's a good observation. Yes. A man begging for God's mercy. And we need to do the same.
I like verse 1, where it says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your kindness, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. And it just stood out to me because so often when we sin, we want to clean ourselves up and pull away from God. And David knew he couldn't do that. It's because of God's love, it's not because we're good or we're righteous.
Yeah, sometimes we think we need to clean ourselves up before we can even come to God, but he already knows what we have already done, and so trying to hide something from him is kind of silly. John?
Okay, so the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. And until that happened, the very end of the chapter, it says, then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, the burnt offerings, and the whole, because that's what they did to cover the sins. So the confession was first, and then the payment, which was the sacrifices at that time.
Okay. But it was the heart. It wasn't just tradition.
Right.
A lot of times, we'll just do this blank thing. Okay, we sinned, whatever it was we did. We may not even think anything about it, but we just go through a ritual. Okay, God, I need to forgive this sin. Thanks so much. Blah, blah, blah. It's our heart, whether or not we have that contrite and broken spirit. If that's your attitude, then God can do a work in you. You know, if you're truly repenting of that sin and you're turning away from it and asking God to do it. So, yeah, good. What else? Barb.
I have such a little voice. I'll talk as loud as I can. What grieves David the most in all of this, he said, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. He's feeling that void because God withdraws himself, you know. And that's that great emptiness we see.
Good. Anybody else before?
I noticed that the restore to me the joy of my salvation comes before then I will teach transgressors your ways.
Yeah. Can you put up? So I think we'll see what you guys have said. Seeking. You know, he's seeking and asking. He's asking for mercy, grace, forgiveness from God. We could do the same. David recognizes and acknowledges his sin. Sometimes we sin and we don't want to acknowledge the fact that we did something. But he knows that he can't fix his problem, only God can. But he does want his relationship with God restored. He wants that joy again. David has a broken and contrite heart. His heart is that way. And then David promises to show others the way of God and to offer thanks and praise to God for his faithfulness. So all the different things that you said, I had the same thing. I just wrote lots of them. All right. So how can I apply this scripture, this portion of scripture to my life? So, Mary. Okay, so if I feel condemned and I turn away from God, that doesn't do any good. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I need to go towards Him. What else? Bonnie.
He has created a new heart in me, knowing that He loves me so much. forgiveness. But I also need to praise God for his work of grace and forgiveness in my heart and my life. And I also need to share what God has done in my heart with others, both Christians and non-Christians. You know that you can share good things, the things that God is doing in your life with Christians too, not just non-Christians. So our testimony is just as powerful when we share with each other as it is when we share with those who don't know Christ. It helps us build each other up, that we talked about last week.
All right. And then a prayer. Did anybody write out a prayer that they would like to share with us? I encourage you to come out on Wednesday or on Thursday to one of these small groups. That's what they're going to do. You're going to do the same thing. There's not somebody that's in, there'll be somebody that can answer questions if they need to be answered. But we get to have input into the study and how we do it. So I think that's important that we as individuals are studying God's word. And I just want to encourage you to do that. If you can't make it on Wednesdays or Thursdays, then I encourage you to take one of these sheets. You can write this down on, if you want a copy, we can make you some copies of it. And just on your own, as you're doing your devotions, as you read a chapter, take the time to journal and write it out. It helps you to think more about what's being said in the scripture. Otherwise, you're just reading just like you would read a book. And I think it's important to help that get inside your head. All right. Any questions about what we just did? Thank you for being flexible and for doing something different. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how it speaks to our heart and how it causes growth in our lives. And I pray, Father, that at this year, in 2015, that we would make the study of your word, the study of your Bible, and a number one priority in our lives, and that we would make sure that every day we're taking that time just to read it so that we can grow. We thank you for David and for his example to us. And as we studied the scripture today, it applies to every one of us in here. We all sin, Lord. You know our transgressions. And we give you thanks for the fact that you have come into our hearts, that you have cleansed us from sin, and that you have made us your children. I pray, Father, that as we go throughout this week, that you would give us special things that we read, but also that you would give us special opportunities that we might be able to share with others that we come in contact with. We love you. We give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. We pray a blessing over Pastor Al on his 76th year, that your hand would be upon him and that you would give him a great year in you. We love you and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.